Southwark News, Thursday, October 16th, 2014. Former copper fights ritual child abuse in Southwark. A retired detective has spoken at Southwark churches in a bid to stop children being abused because they are suspected of being witches or possessed by the devil. As the Met released details last week of the ritual abuse undertaken to rid children of evil spirits, including dunking them underwater, rubbing chili peppers in their eyes, banging their heads to drive out the devil, and forcing them to drink unknown substances, Bob Poole said he has preached his message to hundreds of people in Southwark. The former DI, who now works for the Church's Guild Protection Advisory Service, has trained 600 to 700 people in the borough on the UK law on child abuse, ranging from child neglect, common assault, ABH, administrating noxious substances to sexual assault offences, have shot up from 16 in 2005 to 27 since January across London. I've done a great deal of work with a number of churches in Southwark. Many of the churches are down the Old Kent Road and the New Kent Road, said Bob, where he says there are many African congregations who hold a genuine belief in a spirit world and a belief that people can be involved in witchcraft and be possessed by evil spirits. Bob intervened to help a 15-year-old boy who had never been to school, whose mother belonged to a church in Southwark. The boy had autism, but his mother thought he was bewitched and that the social services were sent by the devil. After getting the church on board, the teenager was able to go to school for the first time and access much-needed health services. That was a success, said Bob. Although Bob says a significant proportion are happy to cooperate, some have not replied to his requests to go and talk to them. Bob said he's also tried to contact the church Victoria Clavier was taken to in Southwark, where he says she was first accused of being a witch, but to no avail. Moore Dume, director at the Victoria Clavier Foundation, said, "It is important that we do not shift the focus from this type of abuse, and essential that we implement the plan to enable us to put the necessary measures in place to prevent children from death or serious injury as a result of abuse linked to faith or belief." The Church's Guild Protection Advisory Service and the Met have now produced a training DVD to help professionals working with children recognize the signs that a child may be suffering abuse linked to witchcraft and spirit possession, as experts say this form of abuse is rarely reported and kept well hidden in the faith communities.